Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Jamie and Brian are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more or swipe on to the next one. Parker can be the tiebreaker if we get to that. Story number one, the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively saga is officially over.
I feel like
it's been over for me for a long time. Swipe.
I feel like for some closure, we'll all say stay because we'll let Parker chime in early.
Parker?
I don't remember this saga. I'm swiping.
Celebrities protest famous billionaire during Met Gala.
Ooh.
Stay.
Oh, that's right. Met Gala was yesterday. All right. I'll stay. I know who it is. There's only one famous billionaire.
Who?
Bezos?
It is Jeff Bezos.
Ah, there you go.
Zuckerberg was also at the Met Gala, though, if that tells you anything.
He interacted with
He showed up
at the Met Gala?
He showed up at the Met Gala. So
you don't see him interact with people very often.
No.
He does not. And I think he had a new lady with him.
Hey, now.
Oh. Is he divorced?
I'm not entirely sure. I saw it. I didn't read into it.
Okay.
So don't
All
take
right.
what I'm
All
saying,
right.
what my sick brain is saying right now. So Lisa Ann Walter of Abbott Elementary was one of the big names protesting Jeff Bezos at the Laborers Art Protest during the Met Gala. Jeff Bezos funded this year's event. Here's a little bit of what Lisa had to say.
There's one guy, one very big, very bold billionaire, who wants to make the Met Gala all about him.
Ew.
But what's that even about? How did an event that's supposed to celebrate creativity, artistry, and fabulousness in all genders end up revolving around this Temu Lex Luthor?
Temu Lex Luthor is...
Wow.
Holy buckets.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
I figured
how
would,
it's pronounced. Is it Temu or Timu?
I thought it was Timu.
I thought it was Timu too. But that doesn't
Whatever,
take away
either
from
way.
Lisa Ann Walter's burn. That
was it
was
a great
burn.
It was great.
Well, she's a stand-up, former stand-up. So that's a perfect burn.
It was a great burn. So yeah, Jeff Bezos was there. There were some notable people missing from the Met Gala this year, including Lady Gaga, Zendaya. People are speculating it's because of Jeff Bezos, but nobody's come out and said exactly why.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
But anyway, that's that. Also, Blake Lively was also at the Met Gala. Oh. Just in case you were wondering, Brian.
It wasn't.
We have an opening act kicked off of a tour for a divisive speech.
Oh.
I want to get more of that because I saw a headline, but I don't know what the story's about, so I'm staying.
I'll stay on this one.
Female British rapper MIA has been kicked off of Kid Cudi's tour after a show in Dallas when she decided to speak on illegal immigration before performing her one hit song.
Do we know what she
said? What did she say? Yeah, what did she say?
excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Yep, sorry.
Hack it up, Frank.
She was basically condemning illegal immigration, and I'm putting this in PG terms.
Sure.
Because I can't say the exact thing. And then she was met with boos and tried walking it back that, oh, there's illegal people here on my team, too. And nobody was having it. So she was met with boos, middle fingers, and a lot of silence for the remainder of her performance. Kid Cudi released a statement saying MIA is no longer on the tour.
So
and
please don't
his
give
team,
your tickets back.
His team had warned her and her team before the tour that no offensive material would be allowed. MIA in the past has gone on to support Donald Trump's administration in terms of immigration. So,
wow.
Bye-bye.
Who could have seen this one coming? Everybody. Even Kid Cudi's team saw it coming.
Wow.
And yet they put her on the tour anyway.
Yep, and she did not disappoint.
Well, yeah, she showed her true colors, and then she pays the price. That's how it goes. You can say what you want, but then you got to take the heat.
Right.
What's next?
Finishing it off with Dolly Parton posting another health update.
Oh, I love Dolly. I'll stay because I love Dolly.
I'll stay.
The 80-year-old country singer posted on her Instagram a message regarding an update to her health.
The good news is I'm responding really well to meds and treatments, and I'm improving every day. Now, the bad news is it's going to take me a little while before I'm up to stage performance level because some of the meds and treatments make me a little bit swimmy-headed, as my grandma used to say.
I mean, I can't say that in a typed out quote. I just had to let Dolly say that one.
Yeah, no, that was that makes Dolly. Sense. She still sounds good. She sounds healthy.
I mean, she sounds like Dolly Parton. So yeah. With that, she is canceling or postponing her Las Vegas residency.
Wow.
The info I've seen is that she's been battling a lot of kidney stone issues in the past couple of years. And they're dealing with it, and she's doing okay, but she's just not up to performing. I mean, she's 80 years old. You're dealing with
certain celebrities. I feel like we need to bubble wrap at this point because then we're left with MIAs of the world. Just
Well, MIA had again one song, I think, in 2008,
and that's it. And she's still touring on that one song.
Also, people pointed out to because the MIA, one last thing, Parker, she did go on to say 50% of the Latino population voted for this. And someone's like, okay, well, you can't vote for this anyway.
Wow.
That's Swiper Stay.
That's Swiper Stay. Thank you, Frank.